Episode 1. Over the next 10 years in the UK, an average of over £82 million of family wealth will be transferred every single day. What's not so readily understood is what could happen to reduce or completely dilute your wealth transfer. You can't assume that if your parents are wealthy, it's all coming to you. If you're transferring wealth or expecting to receive it, this series of podcasts should interest you. Join Peter and Nicola, chartered wealth management experts, each week as they discuss the ins and outs of future family wealth planning. They share with you their experiences working with wealth transfer and how to most effectively pass on and receive this wealth. With guests from their professional associates, they discuss the best way to manage this process.
A very warm welcome. I'm Pete Ginger.
And I'm Nicola Charman.
For those who don't know us, we are part of Myers, Davis & Ginger, who are independent financial advisors.
So, why should people want to listen to yet another podcast?
As you know, we have a lot of clients who are either looking to pass accumulated wealth to their families or are expecting to receive an inheritance. But what is often overlooked is what could happen to disrupt these intentions.
Yes, and here are some of the ways that could interfere with these arrangements.
1. Unexpected taxation, both capital gains and inheritance taxes.
2. Poorly drafted or the complete absence of wills and powers of attorney.
3. Family wealth being redirected to pay for long-term care.
4. Where family business wealth is involved, poor successional planning and inadequate corporate governance.
5. Lack of full understanding by those transferring or expecting to receive family wealth, and we hope to help on this.
6. Indecision to act as options not fully appreciated, leading to excessive taxation.
Yes, these are just a few of the ways in which family wealth is either reduced or lost, and there are many others.
In this podcast series, we'll be interviewing specialists from the worlds of accountancy and law firms to learn much more and to see how you can avoid these pitfalls, or at least be aware of them and change your plans accordingly.
During the podcast and at the end of each episode, we will summarise by providing our top tips in the form of a checklist.
So, where's this wealth coming from?
Well, mostly from the baby...
The baby boomers.
Well, mostly from baby boomer generation to their children and their children's children.
But what do you mean by baby boomers?
Generally speaking, the term refers to those born between 1944 and 1964 and are now between 76 and 56 years old and looking to pass on their accumulated wealth.
We have lined up interviews with divorce lawyers, accountants, trust specialists, private client lawyers, estate planners, experts on long-term care costs, and others to provide top tips for you, our listeners.
We genuinely believe that by working in association with these allied professionals, we are able to provide a truly holistic, independent financial planning service. In this series, we will be looking at many aspects of how family wealth is transferred across generations. At the end of each episode, we will provide links to where listeners can learn more.
But before we interview these specialists, we want to kick off by speaking to those financially and emotionally involved in family wealth transfers.
Yes, in the next podcast, we will be speaking to Steve, who we believe typifies the next generation, hoping to receive family wealth from his parents. And we will be looking at his expectations, his concerns, his plans for his own family, and testing his understanding of what might reduce or lose his inheritance.
This will be followed by our third podcast, talking to Richard.
Is that Steve's dad?
No. That would be a bit too contrived. We've chosen Richard as we believe he represents the generation passing on wealth. We would be discussing with him what makes up his family wealth, his concerns about how the family wealth will be used, whether to skip this generation and pass to the grandchildren, possible inheritance from his parents, and associated considerations.
Their stories illustrate the reasons why we believe these podcasts have relevance to our listeners.
I can see that, but what you've not mentioned and what I look forward to in the podcasts I listen to are the special features.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we will introduce two features. The first will be looking at cases we have handled in the past, as this might resonate with some listeners in their own circumstances. And we have very creatively called this feature Case Notes.
And the second regular feature will be what caught our eye since the last podcast. And what impact we feel that might have on our listeners' financial well-being.
Yeah, that's very true. We are members of four professional institutes, as well as regularly attending lectures and seminars.
So we receive a constant stream of information that we want to convert into practical help and tips for our listeners.
Yes, I noted in the STEP Journal there are changes to the 75 Act. What was that?
Right, we need to get our act together on these podcasts. You used industry jargon that is unintelligible to our listeners, and that's the quickest way to turn them off.
Okay, so this is your gently antagonistic... antagonistic?
Art-tigger, yeah.
Okay, so this is the gently antagonistic style, but we do need some ground rules.
Right, so here they are. Using technical jargon without supporting explanation gets a £5 fine. If either considers the other to get boring, they will interrupt and charge a £5 fine. Subjecting clients to your long and rambling anecdotes also earns a fine.
Yes, I'm certainly no Ronnie Corbett.
Who?
Never mind. So how will we arrange these fines?
We've each nominated a charity that's shown on our landing page. And when we've reviewed the episodes, we will add up the fines and keep a running tally. Back to the 75 Act.
Yeah, the point I wanted to make involves long-standing legislation allowing disgruntled beneficiaries of estates who thought they should have received a legacy to apply through the courts to press their case. Referred to as the 75 Act, and before I get another fine, its full title is the Inheritance, open brackets, Provision for Family and Dependents, close brackets, Act 1975. Until some recent judgments, litigants would need to pay their own legal costs in the hope of winning their case.
Yes, in these later judgments, the successful litigants not only received some of the inheritance, but were also awarded their costs.
So, what does that mean to our listeners?
Now that cases can be undertaken by family lawyers on what's known as a conditional fee agreement, no win, no fee to you and me, it makes it easier to start a claim, and we expect an increase in these types of cases. Listeners should make sure that they have their wills prepared by those competent enough to foresee and avoid this possible action.
So let me understand what you're saying then. Any disgruntled beneficiary who thinks they have half a case should contact a family lawyer?
No, only lawyers handling contentious probate will accept these cases using a conditional fee agreement. So listeners who intend rewriting their wills to exclude their niece Alison because she never visits them should make the reason very clear in the rewritten will to avoid little Alison attacking their estate. Although, we have an interview with Ian Wanstall of Wanstall Consulting in episode 5, and he has his own views on this.
Okay, how many episodes will there be in this initial series on wealth transfer?
We've tried to avoid restricting ourselves to a prescribed number of podcasts in this initial series and would rather add episodes as we see the opportunities to cover related matters. After all, there's plenty of mileage on this subject, so as we expose subjects we feel deserve their own airtime, we will add them.
So, if you'd like us to expand on subjects, please let us know through feedback on the landing page. Throughout the series, before each episode, we will introduce our guest speakers, and following the podcast, we'll provide supporting material and links where more information can be found, as well as invitations to webinars and other events where possible. This will then build up into an index of earlier podcasts and schedules of those that follow.
As a reminder, in our next episode, we will be talking to Steve about the inheritance he is expecting.
And we have not overlooked the significant wealth in family businesses. We will be interviewing a leading accountant and business consultant, looking at how these events can be planned for and family business wealth protected.
Don't forget that this initial series is about what can interrupt and possibly reduce transferring family wealth. Okay, we will wrap up this first episode by giving you, as promised, our top tips from what you've heard today. 1. If you're looking for a will writer, make sure you choose a STEP member. And before I get a fine, STEP stands for the Society of Trustees and Estate Practitioners.
2. If you are rewriting a will to exclude a beneficiary, make sure the reason for taking this action is made clear and explain this to the will writer.
3. If you feel that you've been unfairly omitted from someone's estate, you will need to prove you've suffered financially as a result of being left out.
4. But beware that in the past, many highly publicised cases have had wildly different outcomes.
5. Where a law firm is considering a conditional fee agreement, the no win or no fee arrangement we were talking about, they usually discuss this with their professional insurers first, and they will want an initial assessment of how viable the claim will be. There will be a fee for this assessment, so if you have legal expenses cover in your car or home insurance, make sure that you give the details to the law firm.
So it leads me to thank you for listening and look forward to your company on the next podcast when we will be talking to Steve, so please check our webpage. We would also be very interested in any feedback and ideas, so please let us have those.